Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Stephanie Sanchez with Arizona Edition's weekly look at news out of South Yuma County. San Luis police have arrested the hit-and-run suspect who struck a toddler at a store parking lot. According to a release from the San Luis Police Department, officers responded to Del Sol Market Saturday at about 12:40 p.m. in regards to a pickup that struck a toddler. Police say a witness in the area saw the driver of the pickup fled the scene. Officers were able to locate the vehicle based on the witness's information at the 400 block of Juarez Street. The driver of the vehicle was identified as 75-year-old Jose Agustin Carrillo. Jose was arrested for leaving the scene of the accident and later booked into the Yuma County Adult Detention Center. The 3-year-old at the time was walking with his mother and grandmother towards the entrance of the store when he was struck by the vehicle. The toddler suffered scrapes to his upper body and lower legs. San Luis Fire Department medical personnel arrived on scene and transported the toddler to Yuma Regional Medical Center, where he was listed in stable condition. A youth group is seeking to ban smoking at a park in Somerton. The Yuma County Youth Anti-Tobacco Coalition is asking the Somerton City Council to adopt an ordinance that will prohibit smoking at the city's Council Avenue Park. Yuma County Tobacco Youth Prevention Program Coordinator Laura Avila says,
right now their concern is that there is no tobacco-free parks within the Somerton community. So they strongly feel that going forward before the city council, they're wanting to achieve getting a park tobacco-free. If they were to get more than one, that would be great. But they think it's the right step in beginning a chain of events to create a healthier community. And as Somerton's going forward with their Healthy Somerton Initiative, this is the perfect timing to do both things at the same time.
The park, which is located at 801 North Council Avenue, has been the place to hold various citywide events. The coalition also successfully campaigned to ban smoking at Moctezuma Park as a smoke-free city facility in May. In October, coalition members said they collected nearly 150 cigarette butts in just under 30 minutes. Avila says the campaign for the ban fits perfectly with the Healthy Somerton campaign.
The city council suggested that the city parks and Riot Youth collaborate, and they want them to survey the Somerton community to see if they were in favor of a tobacco-free park ordinance or policy. So what the youth are doing is they're conducting community surveys and a petition collection at local community events within Somerton regarding what they think would be the best way to go for tobacco-free parks. And so once they get a sense where the community stands regarding tobacco products within their parks, they're going to present it once again to City Council for a final decision.
In other South County news, the San Luis Police Department will be holding the first bicycle poker run in order to raise funds for the Special Olympics. Yuma County residents are invited to bring out their bikes to take part in the run this Saturday. The bike run will begin at the San Luis Police Department, located at 1030 East Union Street. You must be over 18 years old if you wish to participate in the poker run. There will be 5 stations where participants will receive a playing card. At the end of the race, each participant will show their hand, and those with the best cards will win a prize. To register, you can contact the San Luis Police Department in person or call the station at 928-341-2420. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Stephanie Sanchez with this week's look at South County News.